A reading from Matthew. Jesus said to the apostles, "Do not let people intimidate you. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed. Nothing is hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear in private, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who deprive the body of life, but cannot destroy the soul. Rather, fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Are not the sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not a single sparrow falls to the ground without your Abba God's knowledge. As for you, every hair of your head has been counted. So do not be afraid of anything. You are worth more than an entire flock of sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before Abba God in heaven. Whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before Abba God in heaven." The Gospel according to Matthew.
Praise to you, Jesus Christ.
Do not be afraid. Three times he says it. But today, there is much to frighten us, and we are afraid. Maybe we're not paranoid like the prophet Jeremiah, and maybe our fear comes and goes, but we are afraid nonetheless. What is a person to do? What can carry us along during good times or hard times? Well, if we need just a smidgen of fortitude, we can reach out for just enough faith, lunch money faith, as Anne Lamott would say. But there are times which call for a greater and more profound presence of God. These are times for standing on the promises of God. Reverend Jacqueline Holland of Newark, New Jersey, has a wonderful sermon here about keeping the faith. Of course, I'm not a black Pentecostal preacher like Jacqueline, but I hope we can do this justice, because standing on the promises of God can carry us along when lunch money faith is just a beginning. Coming every week, every Sunday, we say, "Hey, how are you? This is Liberation and Truth Church, and we're having a good time." Monday morning is bad. Something hits you. Now, if you really had a good time at church, you may be going on that little extra, like, "It's all right. Now you can throw it at me, because I had a good time yesterday." Tuesday, just a little bit weaker. Trying to remember what happened, but it's Wednesday. It's over. I don't even remember what happened in church. Over. Finished. Done. Beat down. Something about Wednesday, that middle of the weekday. If you can get past Wednesday, you can make it to Friday. The song that we sang, the choir sang, on Sunday and Monday, you were still hearing it. And you will probably remember that the preacher preached, and somebody testified, and Tuesday, it's still ringing in your head. But by Wednesday, it's totally different. Over. What do you hold on to? The promises of love. The winds come, and the waves come, and the storm is rough. And yes, your boss is going to get on your nerves, guaranteed. Somebody's going to get on your nerves, that's a guarantee. Somebody. Your mama, your daddy, your husband, your wife, your child, your best friend. Somebody's going to work your nerves during the week. And if all you've got is a jump and a shout, I'm telling you, by Wednesday, it's going to be over. Stand on the promises. One of our scriptures says that God is our refuge and strength. This is one I like. Psalms 46, chapter, first verse. a present help in times of trouble. So we need not fear, even if the world blows up and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam, let the mountains tremble. There is a river of joy flowing through the city of our God. God is our refuge. God is the strength. Not the songs of the Voices of Liberation Choir. They're wonderful and they make you feel good, but it's the Spirit of the Lord you got to stand on. You got to stop and think when it gets rough and the Spirit says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now your best friend promises to be with you, but Spirit says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is your refuge, and God is your strength. When it gets rough, other people start running. When things get tough, they say the tough get going. Say it how it is. Sister, I'm with you, but you know what? You're on your own. Brother, you're fine over there, but I can't help you with that stuff. Call me when it's over. God is our refuge. God is our strength. The Spirit of the Lord, the all-powerful Spirit of love, that's what's going to make you different. What I'm saying to you is that it's the promises of love that can help you in those moments. You can stop and think about how it was rough and you didn't know how you were going to make it. But you waited for the Lord, like Isaiah said in the 40th chapter, they that wait on the Lord will be lifted up on eagle's wings. It doesn't say to wait on your girlfriend, or to wait on Bishop so-and-so, or to wait on your mama to get there. Or if your partner comes through, it doesn't say, they that wait on their partners. No. Scripture says, they that wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Their strength is going to be renewed. Sometimes now, you keep waiting when you're down, and it feels like, Lord, it's the 11th and a half hour. Now they say, I need this by a certain time, and I believe in you, Lord, but it's getting a little hairy here. I ain't trying to be late, Lord. I mean, come on, I've been praying, and I've been trying to do the right thing, Lord. I give my tithes, and when they said prayers, I did my little prayer. Come on, Lord, I need you here. It's getting a little rough at the 11th and a half hour. Wait on the Lord, the Spirit says, and I'll renew your strength. I'm going to lift you on eagle's wings, and you will run and not get weary. Scripture says when you get tired, it's rough, don't look to the ground. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left. Don't listen to that friend who's saying, I told you to give up. You might just as well give in and go ahead and do what you used to do before. I know you stopped doing that, but you need to. The Spirit can lift you out of that. And I know it wasn't good for you, but maybe it will be. Who's going to know? The Spirit says, they that wait on the Lord, their strength will be renewed. If you run a little bit and get tired, you may have to start walking. We were marching, but we kept going. It was hot, but we kept going. Had to walk a little slower, but we kept on going. Some people held on to other people. And Spirit says, that's when you're tired. I'll send somebody to lift you up. I'll lift you up on eagle's wings. You know, with the big giant wings. Beautiful. You ever see them take off? Their wings lift up, and they're so strong, and they soar through the air. Spirit says, all you got to do is wait. 15 scriptures? Fast 40 days? No. Just wait on the Lord, and the Lord will renew your strength. There is a song that says, when nothing else, nothing, nothing, nothing else can help, just wait on the Lord. My point is this, that when nothing can help, when people talk about you, give up on you, when nothing else can help, it's the love of God. It's the love of God that says, it's all right. Come to me. You don't have to change your clothes. I don't care if you cover up your head. I don't care if you wear pants or a dress. You're in need? Come to me. My arms are open wide. Nothing else could help. Love lifted me, standing on the promises of love. The God that I serve, when nothing else could help me, didn't put me down, didn't condemn me. God didn't say I was never going to be anything, didn't say that I was just an old so-and-so. Spirit loves me and said that it was all right. These are the things that we need to hold on to, the promises. Don't forget the thing that brought you here, that drew you in, the difference, the liberated message. It's the scripture that says you can come as you are. And if you don't feel like dressing up on Sunday, you can still come. Standing on the promises of love. As human beings, we may think we can stand on our own promises, but no, we stand on the promises of love. God was the same yesterday. God is the same today. God is the same in the Pentecostal church. God is the same in the temple, in the synagogue, in the streets, in the clubs. God is the same. Now people change hair colors, and people change faiths, and they change their partners too. But God never changes. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises of love. Take them in. Chew them up. Swallow them. Let them digest. So that when you can remember nothing else, all of a sudden, the promises will come up. But she said she'd never leave me. He said he'd stay always. Nobody else understands. Nobody else can deal with my problems. I've tried to explain it and I've confused myself. He said he'd never leave me. That's not what you can hold on to. Stand on the promises of love. Mama's good. Mama's wonderful. But Mama's not God. Mama's going to make mistakes. Your spouse will make mistakes. Your best buddy will hurt you sometimes. So hold on to the promises. Hold on to those promises of love. Stand on the promises of God. Amen. Your thoughts.